Flood watches are in effect for a handful of villages along the Yukon River as this spring's dramatic breakup continues. Ed Plum is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service in Fairbanks.
The thing is, the farther west you go or downriver, the stronger the ice is because the western interior generally is colder, and it has been colder this spring and particularly this May. So the ice is not hasn't deteriorated as much as it has farther east or upriver on the Yukon River.
Plum predicts a rapid warm-up through the coming weekend for the interior. He says temperatures into the mid-70s could mean more water headed for the river.
We're going to see a rapid melting of the snowpack. There's still a lot of snow on the ground. We actually accumulated a lot of snow this May in many locations, and especially in the high up at elevation in the mountains. So we'll start to see a lot of melting and a lot of water being pushed into the river rapidly.
Roughly 50 miles downriver from Fort Yukon, residents of Beaver are scrambling to prepare for high water. Rhonda Pitka is the village chief.
We're going to be having a community meeting to discuss possible flooding, how to disinfect water, should we have dirty water, and how to secure heating tanks. And we're also going to be talking about how to what we're going to be doing with dogs should people have to evacuate. We have, people moving community freezers to the community hall. So in case we need to cut electricity, we can do that too.
Pitka says Beaver elders and a handful of children were evacuated to Fairbanks to stay with family. She says this year's predicted flooding could be the worst in recorded village history.
We had a flood here in 1994, but it was nowhere near the size of what we predict will happen. There's been big flooding in 1965. That's part of our preparation is looking at the areas that have already flooded in those times and having those people prepared to evacuate their homes if need be.
Further down the Yukon, the residents of Tanana are also preparing for an emergency. On Tuesday afternoon, Everett's Air Cargo flew hundreds of pounds of empty sandbags to that community. The Yukon River isn't the only one that may see serious flooding this spring. River ice hasn't let loose along the Koyukuk at Bettles yet, and the Kobuk River could also see high water if weather warms significantly. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.